Fifth night of riots in Paris suburb. The troubled Paris suburb of Clichy-sous-Bois has suffered its fifth consecutive night of rioting as angry mobs engaged with police in pitched street battles. Gangs of youths hurled Molotov cocktails, chunks of paving stones, and debris left over from the previous night's unrest. The police responded with tear gas and baton charges to try and quell the violence and disperse the angry crowds. 11 cars were set ablaze and 12 people were arrested. The level of violence had decreased somewhat from the intensity and rage of the first four nights. However, a worrying development was news of the rioting spreading to neighbouring suburbs. Gangs of youths in nearby Montfermeil torched a police garage, destroying two patrol cars. The violence is in response to the deaths of two youths aged 15 and 17 who were electrocuted when they scrambled over a fence into an electrical relay station and touched the high-voltage transformers. Furious residents maintain the boys were being chased by the police, but authorities strongly deny this. Clichy-sous-Bois has a sizable and largely deprived immigrant community. Local residents complain of persistent police harassment. Tensions have been running high there since the accidental electrocutions and escalated after a police tear gas canister hit the local mosque. France's Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy has promised a firm crackdown on any further unrest. He also said he would launch an inquiry into the deaths of the two teenagers.